Important daf Yom Aleph Mudbeis discusses the sugya machshav grushasim, beginning with the parsha of Gerishin, Varm Chav Dalet. The Torah has a series of psukim, and how to understand that is a very fundamental machlokas tanon. The pasuk begins in Chav Dalet Aleph. That one pasuk is a whole world. No, ki kach ishisha. It tells us about Erisin, the kinyan of ishos. All of a sudden, that very same pasuk tells us, tragically, ki matzava ervas davar. Ervas davar means an ishis ishis insa. The couple is married. There was an act of znus. That very same pasuk, v'kasala sefer krisos. And a get, in fact, is given. One pasuk, a whole life cycle. Like marriage, znus, divorce. The next pasuk beis, tells us the following, v'holcha v'haisli shakhe. A whole world to that pasuk as well. But that's the drasha of the Gemara, Kedushin Daf Hei, Makesh Havayi Liyatziyah. The same way that you got divorced, you can marry. In such a case, we know that there is Kedushei Shtar as well. So, the first pasuk, there is Ishus, there's Nus, there's a get. Pasuk Beis means she goes ahead and marries someone else. And Pasuk Gimel, all of a sudden, the cycle, unfortunately, repeats itself. Usnei Yish Acharon. And all of a sudden, she experiences a similar event when it comes to the Baal Sheni. Or the pasuk adds the following, the okiyamus ayishachron, or maybe the second husband simply dies. And who is this second husband? Who is the second husband? This also is very important. Now, the pasuk says, asher lekacha lo leisha, that there was a lekuchin between the second husband and this woman. Wow, right? Asher lekacha, what does that mean, asher lekacha? Pashup shepet means ki'ikach, which means erisin, no? That's simply how the Torah describes. So all of a sudden, now you have a second marriage. And what is the relationship with the Baal Sheni? Asher lekacha lo leisha. Okay? And now, all of a sudden, pasuk dalet. Lo yicho baal risha asher shilcha lo shalakata. You know what? Now, all of a sudden, that first husband cannot go ahead and raise his head and say, I want to remarry this woman. Why? Because achri asher utama. Achri asher utama. Wow. So that's the progression of psukim, just very, very stunning. You have ishus, znus, gerushin, remarriage, pashup shat, erisin, and all of a sudden now, a willingness of the first husband to remarry this woman. And the Torah says lo yuchal, as an isulav, that cannot be done. Acharei asher hutama. Okay, how to understand the details of these psukim is a very fundamental machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Okay. The Chachamim say the following. Look, the pasuk said, "Asher lekacha lo leisha." You know what that means? That means that there was erisin. That was the relationship between this woman and the second husband. And what does it mean that achrei asher hutama? Achrei asher hutama. What exactly did this woman do that was wrong? What exactly did she do that was wrong? A woman had a marriage that was not successful. She remarried, and you know what? A second divorce, or maybe her husband died. Her husband died. What exactly does it mean, asher hutama, asher hutama? Slacham say the following, realize, asher hutama is besota vaday hakasa medavi. Here we're referring to this Rav Sota. Well, this Rav Sota. Why would you say it's this Rav Sota? I will tell you very simply, because let's fall back to Pasuk Aleph. No? Pasuk Aleph says the following. This original husband married this woman, but Matzah be'er vas davar. You know what that means? She was an Ishus Ishus Insa. Oh, so that's exactly what the Pasuk says, that you know what? That he is not allowed to go in and to retake this woman who was an Ishus Ishus Insa. In other words, if you have a Sota Vadai, she is a Sur Labal. On one level, it sounds very unusual that Pasuk of Asher Hutama is referring to a sota. This is not the parsha of sota. The parsha of sota is the Shabbos is Kriyas HaTorah, no? Parsha's Naso. Here it's Parsha's Kiseitse. That's the parsha of sota. Yeah, the answer is when the Torah begins the parsha and tells you the reason for Gerishin, it says the following, Matzah be'erevas davar. That means this is a woman who's nashis ishis insa. And then in Pasuk Dalet, the Torah says the following, of course you cannot go ahead and remarry her because you were married to her once before, and she was an Ashish. In other words, that lav daraisa of lo yuchal is referring to the lav daraisa of a sota vada. Well, that's the shita of the chachamim. And Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur disagrees and says that's not the case. Pasuk Dalet is not referring to this sort of sota. It's referring to a case of Masha Grushasa. The theme of Pasuk Dalet means that if you divorce your wife and she goes ahead and remarries, so in such a case, there's an Isra Lava, Masha Grushasa. So that's a very fundamental, my focus tonight. Whether Achrei Asher Hutama is referring to a sota vadai, the sheet of the Chachamim, or according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur, it's referring to Mashu Grushasa. And you know what? You take a look at our Gemara, there is a twofold machlokas. The Chachamim and Yosef and Kippur disagree about two dinim daraisa. Well, one daraisa is as follows. What exactly is the issa of a husband and his wife who is a sotavada? The sotavada. He has to divorce her. She's nashasi, she's insa. And if he wouldn't divorce her, right, and they would continue to live together as husband and wife, what exactly is this? What exactly is this? You know what? According to the Chacham, it's a lav daraisa. Because after all, Achrei Asher Hutama is referring to Sota Vadai. And the Pasuk begins, Chavdala Dalet is Lo Yuchal. Wow, that means Sota Vadai is a lav daraisa. You know why that's so striking? Because the main parsha of Sota is Naso. And there is no love in Parshas Nasa. Look, you look carefully the Shabbos. No, there is no love. The Torah stresses, no, v'nistra v'hi nitma'ah. V'hi nitma'ah is not a love. V'hi nitma'ah is an essay. It's an essay. But there is no love. You know what the answer is? Incredible. Hashim ha'makam acher. You read through all Parshas Nasa, there is no issur love. And all of a sudden, when it comes to the Parsha Masha Grushasa, all of a sudden now the Torah references a love when it comes to Sota Vada. But that's exactly how the Chum understand the Parsha. Wow. So that's a tremendous Chumrah. That means Sota Vade is a Lav Daraisa. You know what that means? A woman is nashas ishas insa, and all of a sudden the husband is Balea. They violated the Lav Daraisa, and what would Onesh be? Malkas Daraisa. They violated the Lav. Wow. Rabbi Yosef and Kippur disagrees and says that is not true. Look in the Parsha of Sota, there is no love. Really? A man is allowed to remain married to his wife as a Sota Vadi? Of course not. But that's an essay. Benistra v'hinitma'a. That's an essay. So that is a stunning kula of Yosef and Kippur, that Sota Vadi is an essay. It is not considered to be a love. That's one afkan medaraisa. That itself is huge. Oh. Now all of a sudden, as follows, Argamar says another nafkamina daraisa, another nafkamina daraisa. After all, Achrei Asher Hutama, what exactly is that referring to? So the Shita HaChamim, that's referring to a Sota Vada. You want to marry this woman? You were married to her already, and she breached the marriage. She was a Sota Vada. But Mavshe Grushasa was not addressed by Asher Hutama. No? So a further machlokas. Now, if you hold Asher Tamaz referring to a Sota Vadai, so what is the relationship between this woman and her second husband? You know what the answer is? Very, very simply, no. Asher Lekachal Lolisha. You know what that means? Erisin. That's a second Chumra V'Chavamim. That the Isra Mashu Grushasa applies even if you did not fully marry the second husband. Even if all you had was irisin, and that's Poshub Shat Naposak. Now, after all, Asher L'Kachal Lo Yisha means L'Kicha. L'Kuchin means irisin. So you know what? Divorce, irisin to a second husband, husband dies, that raises Isra Mashu Grushasa. Guess what? Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur disagrees with that din d'araisa as well. Rabbi Yosef says the following, Mashu Grushasa min ha'erisin muteris. Wow. Not only Allah direct, muteris. Why muteris? Because the Pasuk Acharei Asher Hutama is not referring to an original act of znus between this woman and her first husband. It's referring to the relationship between the woman and her second husband. Meaning that she remarried, and that remarriage was not only Erisin, it was Nisuin as well. Oh, so you know what the Torah is telling you? If you divorce a woman and she fully marries someone, so klapi the Baal Rishon, it's like that. She had a Maisa Bia with someone else, meaning the Baal Rishon, now Baal Sheni. Oh, that's the meaning of Achrei Asher Hutama. Wow, so that's another nafka mina d'oraisa. One nafka mina is the sota vadi lavar in ese. Another nafka mina, marshu grushasim in erisin. Is that mutter or is that aser? According to Chachamim, it's a d'oraisa. No? And according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, it's mutter. Marshu grushasim is only min hanisim. Wow. So those are two nafka minas. That's stunning. That in of itself. No? I will tell you the following. In both cases, l'chumra l'kula, in both cases, you know what I would tell you? Wow, b'chamer m'machmer. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur is the meiko and says, no, it's not true. It's not allowed. And even when it's usher, you know what? It's only lachar nisun, not lachar irisun. Those are two kulas of Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Wow. Okay. Whew. Now, all of a sudden, Gemara, we're going to have to continue our list. Now, you read through all the Marmakamas so far? Maybe we'll have six Nafkaminas between Belos and Kippur and the Chachamim. No? But so far we have two Marfurish and the Gemara. No? Okay. And in both, they tilt Chamim Lachumra, Riosim Mikri Lakula. All of a sudden, our Gemara suggests a third Nafkamina. No? Wow. What happens in a case of Mashu Grushasa? Let's take the simple case, Mashu Grushasa Mishanisais. And all of a sudden, you know what? The husband dies. And there are no children. Oh. So the Gemara raises an unusual question. The Gemara jumps. Sarasamahu. Wow. The Gemara jumps. No? The Gemara doesn't even discuss what the status of the Mashu Grushasa herself is. No? But the Gemara for the time being jumps. No? In a case of Mashu Grushasa Min Hanesum Umeis, so in such a case, Sarasamahu. How would you say that affects the Tzara? Oh, so now the Gemara says the following, Chidushin, you know what? Ooh, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, so to speak, is going to be the Machmer. Ooh, up until now, he's really the Mekel. No, he's going to be the Machmer. You know what? Because he says that there's a concept of Tuma in the Parsha of Mashu Grushasa. If you're willing to apply Tuma in Mashu Grushasa, Afrei Asher Tuma is not referring to the Znusa, the first husband. No, but referring to Mashu Grushasa. So that's stunning. That means Mashu Grushasa itself has an implied Tuma. Oh, so how would that affect Tzaras? So the Gemara has two Lishamas. No, Lishnakam and Lishnabasra. Well, Lishnakam is the following. You know what? That isn't it obvious, according to Yosef and Kippa, that Tuma is written in the Parsha of Mashu Grushasa. And if Tuma is written, Yibum is out of the question. How can you have Yibum in a case when the Torah describes that relationship of being one of Tuma? So therefore, that really is the case, that Tuma is written in the context of Mashu Grushasa. So therefore, Tuma Ksiba in such a case, Enamisya Bemis. Oh, what is the question? Oh, the question is, Kiti Bailach, Ali Bedrabana. What about according to the Chacham? That's Lishnakama. What about according to the Chacham? Well, what would we say in that case? After all, the Tuma technically is referring to the Ishus of Shizins in the past. So therefore, here there's an Isra Mashu Grushasa. So what would happen in such a case? Wow, that's Lishnakama. It's obvious, according to us in the Kippur, that Inomisya Bemes, but I'm not sure according to the Chachamim, because that Tuma should be transposed. Okay. Oh, then the Gemara has a Lishnavasra. What do you mean? According to the Chachamim, of course there's evil. The whole suffix of our Gemara is Kiti Bailach, Aliba, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, who's willing to argue that, you know what, here, when it comes to Mashu Grushasa, the Torah uses the phrase of Tuma. Why does the Torah use the phrase of Tuma? To tell us a critically important din d'oraisa, no? And that is Mashu Grushasa mina erisin muteres. That's why the Torah uses the term. Because if it wouldn't use the term, I would have said that there's a lav d'oraisa Mashu Grushasa lachar erisin. In order to demonstrate that Isser is only lachar nisuin, so the Torah uses this term in order to tell us the hagdar mashu grushasa. Oh, what about when it comes to tzaras? Do I argue the fact that the Torah chose such a term of tuma? Oh, you know what? That implies something else as well. Tuma already implies that there's a ptur tzaros. like when it comes to cases of arayos. Wow. So that's Nabai of the Gemara. And the Gemara has a nafkamina number three. No, between Rav Sigim and the Chachamim, but two different lashonos. What exactly would the nafkamina be? Is it self-evident that there's no yimah kornosim and kippah? And there's a papsal nafkamina according to the Chachamim where that is true? Or do we argue, no, it's obvious according to the Chachamim there is yibum, but maybe Yosef and Kippah would argue that that's not true at all, and therefore choletzis. Wow. So Tosus raises, right, the critical issue. The Gemara jumped a step. What's the status of Tzaros? Before we get there, what's the halacha of the Masha Grushaso herself? Forget about the case of Tzaros. Huh? He goes ahead and remarries his wife. And that was done be'isser uba'avera. And all of a sudden, he dies. And you know what? There's only one wife. What would you say about this? Forget about the tzaros. In a case of mashu grushaso, right? Is there yibum? Is there chalitza? What's the halacha of mashu grushaso? And a further point, is this it all dependent on the chacham Yosef ben Kippur? Whatever the halacha is of mashu grushaso, is that a machlokes? Or is that something which is obvious? Oh, so Tosos writes a stunning chiddush. You know what? That also is a machlokes. Number four. That's the fourth nafkamina, no? That's obvious, no? It's obvious that that's a machlokes between Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and the Chachamim. If Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur says, Tuma, we know from the Homosechta, no? The Tuma Ksiv Bakarayos means that there's no Yibum and there's no Chalitza. That's clean. According to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, Tuma Bacholetzes. Tuma Bacholetzes. How can that possibly be? Tuma and Chaletzes. So therefore, in such a case, Rabbi Yosef maintains that there's no chalitza whatsoever. No chalitza. And the Chachamim, who argue, no, that's not true. The term tum is referring to the original act of znus of an ashes ishes insa, but not the mashu grushaso. So the Chachamim would say that, you know what? Choletzes enemies yabemes. Wow. That's Tosus's fourth in Afganina. So Tosus says the following. It's so obvious in the Gemara that if tum aksiba karayos, that according to Yosef and Kippur, there is no chalitza. According to Chamim, where Tuma is not found in the Parsha, Masha Grushasa, but rather for Sota Vadai, so therefore the halacha is choletzes. That's clear. And that, the Gemara now jumps to the next step. How would that affect Tzaros? Wow, okay. That itself is a very, very great chiddush. Or maybe one could argue the following, that you know why the Gemara didn't cite any machlokas and Yosef and Kippur Nacham when it comes to Mashu Grushaso herself? You know what? Because maybe there's no machlokas whatsoever. Maybe there could be machlokas on the next level of Tzara, when it comes to the Mashu Grushaso. Maybe, of course, the Gemara doesn't cite that as a nafkamina. The Gemara just gave us two nafkaminas. The Gemara raised an abai regarding a third. Why did it mention the case of what happens in the case of Mashu Grushaso? You know what? The answer is because everyone agrees choletzes en misya benes. That's not a machlokas at all. Everyone agrees choletzes en misya benes. Even Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur. Wow. According to Chama, I understand. Choletzes, that's what Tosa says. Choletzes, that's clear. Choletzes en misya benes. Why would you say, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, that choletzes if tumak siva? Why would indeed you say that that is true? Why would you suggest that that's the case? And there's no machlokes. Yeah, that's what the Ramban writes. No machlokes. That's what the Rashba writes. That's what the Ritva writes. No machlokes. Everyone agrees chaletzes. Why would you say chaletzes? You know what the answer is? So to Daf Hey. Didn't the Gemara there formulate a very important principle? E isulabau. Mi lo bayaget? Didn't the Gemara tell us that principle? You know what? Something tragic happened, but the marriage doesn't dissolve. You need a get. So what is true of a get, the Gabi Ishus, is true of Chalitza when it comes to Zika. That analogy is absolutely true. So therefore, if that is the case, if a get would be necessary in a case of Mashu Grushaso, so obviously in a Mashu Grushaso and then he dies, Chalitza is necessary. That's going to be my focus. That even if Yosef here says Tumak Sivba, it's not Arayos Mamish where we say, you know, the Kedushin just dissolves. Misa Labalon Balengita, and therefore a get here is necessary as well. Wow. Oh, but can't you say the same thing when it comes to sota vaday. In a case of a sota vaday. Now, tuma ksiva karayas. And yet, poshivshan, in a case of a sota vaday, what do you mean that eino choletzes? So you see, when it comes to the whole parsha of sota, we don't assume. Isalabam ilabayaget. You know what the Rabban answers? You're right, that's a separate Rasha. The Muskel Rishon, the starting point is, what is true of a get is true of chalitza. And that would be true in a case of a suffix sota, and that would be true in a case of mashu grushasa. If you want to tell me that there's a case where a get would be necessary if she was married, but you don't even need chalitza in the case of yibum, you know what? That is going to be an exception, and that you have to point to a pasuk. So guess what? The Rabban points to a pasuk, no? The pasuk says, after all, v'hayis l'ishacher, that parsha of gerushin. You know, a woman is divorced, l'ishacher, she can marry a stranger, but lo li'avam. And eishes ishes insa, you know what? Sota vaday, in such a case, that's a separate gzeiras hakasuv. If that's a separate gzeiras hakasuv, in such a case, that only applies to sota vaday, doesn't apply to sota safek, doesn't apply to case of matshu grushasa, and therefore, guess what? B'chuleyama, choletzes, benim yisebemes. Wow, so that's something which is stunning. Why didn't the Gemara mention this? You know what? According to the Ramban, because it's not enough gemina. This is not dependent on Yobsin Kirin HaChachamim. And according to Tosus, it's self-evident. It's self-eftumak, siba karayos. So therefore, p'tura mina chalitza. And if there is no tuma, of course choletzes. A woman who's hasur alabal needs a get, choletzes. But if you say tumak si bakarayos, you're done and therefore p'tur mina chalitza. That's a stunning machlokis. Okay, wow. Ooh. Next step. The Ritva. Oh, that we saw last week. The Ritva. Now, the Ritva writes the following. Wait a second. Let's assume that, you know what? We're talking about this case of Mashu Grushasa. And therefore, you know what? We'll have to see. Is this really the case? But let's assume you're dealing with the Mashu Grushasa. But there's Kareis. There's Misa. Of course not. You're dealing with Nisr Lav. Lo Yuchal. You're dealing with Nisr Lav. That Lav is true both according to Elisim and Kippur and according to the Chachamim, no? The Pasuk says, Mashu Grushasa, you cannot remarry this woman. The details are important machlokas. What about Sota? What about Minerisin? But in a typical case of Mashu Grushasa, they both agree it's allowed. No, that's clear, no? The Torah says, a woman's divorced, and she remarried. Lo yuchaval rishon l'shul kafta. Okay, I understand, there's a law. What's the halach of a law when it comes to Yibum? What's the halach of a law when it comes to Yibum? No Yibum. Isn't that against the Gemara and Dafa? What happened to our whole sugi vesei dochalos asei? So a stunning chiddush that the Ritva writes, we saw this the Ra'ah. No? Wait a second, if you're going to assume esei dochalos asei, so therefore, you know what I'm going to tell you? In a case of mashu grushasa, that midarais, there should be evil. Of course there's an isilah. So for the husband, there's nisulav, and you have to get divorced. I understand. For the yavam, there's a mitzvah of yibum, and there's an isulav. So esid o chalos hasei. Well, that's something which is stunning. So you know what that would mean? According to this possibility, the ritva b'shem ha-ra'ah, and that is in the case of mashu grushasa, guess what? Misya bemes. There should be yibum, because there's no iser. Of course there's an iser. But b'makom mitzvah. Esed o'chalos esed. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Where do you get that from? Davchav. Whoa. Do you have a right to compare those cases? We're going to have to see. You have a right to really to compare those cases? Is that so obviously true? There are cases of him esed o'chalos esed. We would apply that in this case. In this case, the Mashu Grushasa, that we'll have to discuss. That's the Kiddush of the Ritva B'Shem Ra'ah. In this case, then what do you mean? Misya Bemes. Oh, you know what? That's going to be very limited. Because if you're working with Esed O'Chalos HaSeh, you're only going to allow that which is essential for the mitzvah. And also, Pashup Shatos is Tchilas Via, the Rashba Single Maisa Via. But afterwards, you have to go ahead and get divorced. Guess what? Yid Rabbanan, Gozru be Rishona to be Yishniya, and therefore Midrabana, Midaraisa Misyabemes. Midaraisa Misyabemes. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's something which is stunning. And you know what? I'll tell you the following. Oh, that's true in Matshu Drushasa. And that would also be true in the case of a suffix sot as well. That would also be the case in the suffix sot as well. That Midaraisa, Esed Echalos Misyabemes. Yeah, we saw that in Daf Yud Aleph Man Aleph. The Chiddush, the Ritva B'Shem HaRa'ah. Wow. What about a Sota Vadai? Why don't you say the same thing in a Sota Vadai? She's a Surah Esed Ochalos. I say, no, that's the Pasuk of Yishacher. That's the Pasuk of Yishacher. V'lo Yavam. But that Pasuk is the exceptional case of talking about a Sota Vadai. Not in the case of Makshu Grushasa, not in the case of a suffix Sota. Wow. So that would be incredible, no? Why didn't the Gemara mention the Nafkamina of Makshu Grushasa? You know, why not? Oh, so Tosa says, because that case is clear, and that, is a fourth Nafkamina, between Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur and the Chachamim, according to Yosef ben Kippur, between the Chalitza, according to the Chachamim, Choletzes, according to the sheet of the Ramban, no, everyone agrees Choletzes, because Isa Labam Milo Bayeget, and according to the Ra, everybody agrees, Midaraisa Misya Bemes, because of Esed Ocholos, say. Regardless of, and therefore, pretty incredible. No? Okay. Well, if it's so obvious one can compare these cases. So here I wanted you to take a look at the Rambam Nechus Yibum Paragvav Alachi Yigimel, where the Rambam writes the following. And then the Magen Mishnah, continues. The Rambam just simply writes the following. Mashu grushasa, choletzes lo misya memes. Now the Rambam writes. It's not that the Rambam is against Tosus. You know, Tosus says, according to Lozman Kippur, tumesibu karayos, tur the gamre, yeah, but the Rambam is not passing like Lozman Kippur. The Rambam is passing like the Chachamim. So the Rambam at least writes, according to the Shita Sachachamim, Machshir Grushasus Choletzes, Lo Misya Bemes. Poshiv Shat, like the Ramban, like the Rashba, like the Ritva. Poshiv Shat, the Rambam is not like the Ra'a, that Midaraisa Misya Bemes, only a Din Rabbanan. But the Rambam very simply, we hold the halacha like the Shita of the Chachamim, Machshir Grushasus Choletzes, Lo Misya Bemes. If the Rambam would have passed him like Rabbi Yosef and Kippur, what would he have said? Okay, that's Machlokas Tosus the Ramban. The Rambam does, the Rambam passes like the Chachamim. Really don't know. Oh. Magi Mishnah writes the following. So Mashu Grushasa Choletzes Lo Misya Bemes. Good. Okay. The Magi Mishnah has the following Hara. Vitzarasa Niftara B'chalitza So Shelzu. And you know what? A person is Mashu Grushasa and he has several wives. And he dies. So you know what? You know what the halacha is? So, Mashu Grushasa Choletzes. Okay, good. So you know what? He'll do Chalitza to her. And Bitzarasa Niftra B'Chalitza Soshozu. And you know what? By doing Chalitza to her, so in such a case, they're all exempt. Okay, well, is there a chiddush? Is there not a chiddush? They're all exempt. That's the Magen Mishnah writes. I would even tell you this further. You know what? It's not that, you know, if he does chalitza to the woman who, Mashu Grushasa, you know what? You know, I'm going to tell him, you know what? Let me give you a good eitzah. Do chalitza to that woman. No? That's going to be my eitzah to. You know why? You know I'm going to give such an eitzah? Because that woman's a grusha. She's a Surah Lakoin. She's a Grusha, no? She's a Surah Lakoin. I'm going to do Chalitza to a Grusha. She was a Surah Lakoin. She'll remain a Surah Lakoin. If I'm going to do Chalitza to one of the Tsaras, that's like a disservice to the Tsara, no? Because that Tsara is an Amana. And Amana is Muteris Lakoin. If I'm going to do Chalitza to the Tsara, you know what? I just made her a Surah Lakoin. Because a chalutza midrabanan is asur lakoin. A grusha is asur lakoin midaraisa. A chalutza is for bin rabanan. Okay, you know what? So, you know what I'm going to tell you? You have a wife who is a grusha, so you're going to do a chalitza? Do the chalitza to the mashu grusha. No? Because you're not changing her status in any shape or form. You're the chalitza to another woman, that's not fair to that woman. Oh, all of a sudden, she can't remarry a kohen because she's a chalitza. And my Mishnah, well, obviously, you know, you don't have to do chalitza to all of them. Do chalitza to one of them. So, you know, do it to her. It's a rasa niftra b'chalitza socials. Okay. Not for right now. I guess maybe Wednesday shir. No. Is there any chiddush in that? Yeah, I'm going to tell you there is a chiddush. Is this called a chalitza ksheir or is this called a chalitza psula? Is this called a chalitza ksheir or a chalitza psula? That we'll have to discuss. No? Because if it's called a chalitza psula, you know what? When it comes to a chalitza psula, we don't assume that all the tsaros are exempted by a compromised chalitza. If you have a bona fide chalitza, wow, you know what? Chalitza done to wife A exempts all the tsaros, that's true. We're going to have to see a sunya. Now, chavav medeis. That's true of a bona fide chalitza. That's not true of a compromise, of an impaired chalitza. An impaired chalitza. Oh, with my mission is a furish. You know what? Do chalitza to this woman, nasha grushasa, and mitzarasa niftra ba chalitza sashosa. Why would I say this is an impaired chalitza? A compared chalitza? Because you know what? This woman is a nasha grushasa. Right? And guess what? If the woman is a mafshir grushasa, I can't do yibum. What did we just say? Mafshir grushasa, choletzes, venemisebemes. I can't do yibum, you can only do chalitza. Is there any grounds to possibly argue that if you can't do yibum, that reflects on the chalitza, and the chalitza is not a bona fide chalitza that will exempt all the tzaros? And maybe that would not be the case. So realize, that is a chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. We're going to have to talk about this now. We'll have to see the Rishonim now. That even though this is grushasa, and yibum is impossible, but you're insisting on chalitza, the chalitza will be able to exempt all the other tzaros. So that's what the Magen Mishnah writes. It's a rasa nifra b'chalitza socials. Okay, so we have to wait till the next year, and we'll see, is this a chiddush at all? Is this obvious? A small chiddush, a very great chiddush, but bear in mind this Magen Mishnah. Okay. Magen Mishnah goes a step further. You ready for this? What happens in this case? Mashu grushasa, the husband goes and dies. You know what? If he'll do chalitza to her, we're done. No? That chalitza takes care of all the wives. Right? Sarasa niftra b'chalitza shuzu. Great. My commission writes a further chiddush. Avalo biyasa. What does that mean? Avalo biyasa? What happens im avar uba aleha? What happens if im avar uba aleha? You know what? This guy had many wives. One of them was Asurilo. Mashu Grushasa. He dies, and the brother did Yibum to that woman. Grushasa. Wow. So then, guess what? The Magen Mishnah writes, that's not true. Lo Niftar Hatzaros. That Yibum was Be'isser Uba Avera. That yibum was done by Isra Bavera. You're not allowed to be miyabe mashu grushasa. And if that is true, then I would not say that forbidden yibum is going to exempt. The chalitza, which I'm insisting on, be chalitz mashu grushasa, there I can say sarasa niftara. But if you would go ahead and do yibum, so in such a case, in avrabala, that would not be the case. The tsaros cannot just walk free. And you ready for this? Kedin. You saw that, Magen Mishnah. Kedin amana min hanisuin kohen gadol. Kedin amana min hanisuin kohen gadol. Whoa. Just like, for example, you know, imagine a kohen dies, and he was fully married to his wife, and the brother is a kohen gadol. And imagine the kohen gadol goes there and does yibum? What do you mean? She's an amana, she's a ba'ula. You know what? If yibum will be done, that's yibum be'iser uba avera, and as a result, lo niftaru hatzaros. Wow. Ooh. The Magen Mishnah writes the following. In this case of Masha Grusha, so if chalitza is done, that's a bona fide chalitza. And I would just add, and I'd recommend that. I'd mamish recommend the chachila. Because why impair the ability of one of the wives to marry a kohen if you don't have to? No? Okay. But if you dare attempt yibum in such a case, since the yibum was the issa b'avera lo niftu ratzaras, where do you see that that's true? The case of amana l'kohen gadol min hanisuin. Amana l'kohen gadol min hanisuin. Whoa, so the case of Mishnah is very bad. What exactly does that mean? And amana min hanisuin l'kohen gadol, I understand. You know what? That's a losa sevese. And ain't a sedokalosa sevese. No? Ain't a sedokalosa sevese. So here, the young one did something that mamish is an isidarisa. Ain't a sedokalosa sevese. I understand, no nitu hatsaros. What's the status with mamshu grushasa? Mamshu grushasa. So the Kesa Mishnah writes, it sounds like for the Magen Mishnah, right? You saw, no? Nira midiver agamagid, the mashu grushaso over be esse velosase. It sounds like in a case of mashu grushaso, there's a lav, there's an essay, and ein esse do velosase vese, and therefore lo nifter hatzaros. And what do you mean? The enio de minayinze, where does that come from? Mashu grushaso is a lav. Mashu grushaso is a lav. And if you're dealing with the love, why not argue that esed ochalosase? You're going to compare it to a case of an almana min hanisuin in the kohen gadol. I would compare it to a case of an almana min eris in the kohen gadol. That there is a love, here is a love, and esed ochalosase. No? What exactly is that comparison of the Magen Mishnah? It's like a stunning kiddush, no? This was illicit. It cannot be done. An illicit yibum cannot exempt. Just a kachlitza psula cannot go ahead and exempt. And this is like the case of Amin Hamis. Amin Hamis, you understand, no? Enesid Echolos HaSev HaSei. Here you're dealing with the lava of Mashu Drush HaSev. So, what do you mean? Why isn't there Enesid Echolos HaSev? Like the Ritzvah writes, why wouldn't that be true? Okay. Well. So the secret to this Magen Mishnah is a Beis Shmuel, an Ebenezer, Simen Kuf Ayin Dalet, Sifkat Dalet, but Beis Shmuel writes something very, very astounding, very, very astounding. When it comes to cases of Yibum, I understand. In principle, there's a willingness to apply the concept of esed ochalosase. That doesn't faze me. That's a gemara daf chav. No. You have a case of an amana mina eris in the kohen gadol. I could apply principle esed ochalosase. If it's an amana mina sun the kohen gadol, I can't apply esed ochalosase because that's chav lav esay. I understand this and that's true. Yes, yeah, so here, no, you're dealing with the love. Masha Grushasa. Why not assume Esed Ochalosase? Why would I compare it to a case where there's no Esed Ochalosase? It's only a love. It's only a love. So Bishmo writes the following. Lo armin an Esed Ochalosase. Ela belav shene'emar al bia ba'alma. When do I assume you can apply a principle of Esed Ochalosase? That's when we're talking about a lav Shenemar al-bi'a ba'om. That's when you can say, otherwise not. What exactly does that mean? What's the nature of the love? Is this love al-bi'a ba'alma? Is this love not al-bi'a ba'alma? What exactly does that mean? So very, very simple. The chiddush leishmo is following. You know what? In this corner, you know, I have a mitzvah sasei. And in that corner, I have a lo sasei. You know, and you know what? The circumstances all go ahead and create, this meeting, you know, this convergence of a lav and an essay, lav and essay. Guess what? You know, see, Ramos Daf Dalit, we have a sugya of essay del chalos sasei. Good. So you know what? At times, of course, we're going to say that's true. That a mitzvah is going to be doche. That is, I understand. That certainly is true. So you know what? You have a case where there's a mitzvah of yibum. You know what? The brothers are going. The brother dies. You know what? There are 10 other brothers. Right? 9 of them are regular kohanim. And 1 is a kohen gadol. So for 9, there's a mitzvah of yibum. For this other one, I have a little bit of a problem. No, because there's a lav. I'm going to apply yesed ochalosis. Yes, I got that. No? Okay. Let's assume, for example, you would have the following. Let's say there was a pasuk explicitly that would say, you know what? In a case of mavsha grushasu, do not do evil. Well, let's say kind of I dug up such a pasuk. You know, the Torah would say that if you're dealing with the love of mavsha grushasu, there is no evil. You would really suggest esed ochalos asay? Like you suggest esed ochalos asay? If the Torah were to say, you know what? If this guy illicitly married this woman and he dies, do not do yibum. So I'm going to raise my hand and say the following. Yes, do yibum because esed ochalos asay? But like the Torah says no. If you're dealing with, for example, a separate, independent, standalone nisan. The Torah doesn't exactly weigh in. There's no pasuk in Chumash that says a kohen gadol should not do yibum. You know, there's a mitzvah of yibum. There's an isra of on the kohen gadol. You know what? What happens when there's a clash? You know what the answer is? I'm going to apply my klolim. If it's an essay dochalosa, say we're good. Oh, that means mina erisin. If it's a lav and essay, mina nisuin, then I'm not good. No, I'm going to apply my particular klalim. You know, if there were to be a pasuk that weighs in, and would say, don't you dare. You know, a guy marries someone illicitly. Don't you dare go ahead and do yibum. I'm going to say, yes, do yibum. Ignore the pasuk because I said, ochalos asay. That would be absurd. No? That's obvious, no? That's obvious. That's the chiddush of the Beis Shmoras. You know what? When you're dealing with a mitzvah here, and you're dealing with an iser ba'alma there, you're dealing with a mitzvah and a lav, you know what? Okay, so you're faced with a certain dilemma. You know, we have dilemmas. No, nihug, birur. How are you machriya when you have certain cases of a dilemma? I understand that's a dilemma. If the Torah were to weigh in and were to say to you, don't you dare, guess what? That's a dilemma. You know, I'm losing sleep overnight. Do I do yibum? Do not do yibum? The Torah says, do not do yibum in a case of mavsha grushasu. So you know what the answer is? There's no possibility of esed ochalos asay. If the Torah says, what do you mean? But those are klal in general. the klal. But if the prat, the Torah tells you no, isn't it obvious that the answer is no? The answer is no. You know? If the Torah tells me, well, whatever the principle is, no? The Torah tells me, gzeres ha-kosu, ha-ezrach lahotzi ha-sanashim, sukkah da-kaches. Women are exempt from sukkah. So don't start telling me the women should be chayiv in sukkah because of afein ha-boson, eh? The Torah says women are exempt, they're done, no? If the Torah wouldn't weigh in, and you want to know whether women are chayiv, so you know what? You have a p'tur zman grama, you have a chiv avayin avosan eis, how do you balance? You have a tesvav, the tos migilad avdalid. If the Torah is going to tell you women are exempt from sukkah. Really, you're really going to tell me? No. Tesav means women are chayiv in matzah, and therefore they're chayiv in sukkah. Because the afin amosaneis, women are chayiv in sukkah. The Torah says no. No. If the Torah says no, guess what? We're pretty firm people. Look, we're done. No, we're done. We're done. Okay, that's the finish. No. So you know what? The Torah is not weighing in. And what happens if a kohen dies and the brother is a kohen gadol? You know what you do in that case? You know, you follow the typical klalei d'chiyah. Essay, lo tasei, lav, essay, kareis. We're good to go. We're good to go. You know, that's clear. What about in the case of Mashu Grushasam. You know what? The Gemara, Sota Dafei. The Gemara tells you, halacha, no? You know what that is? There cannot be a heter liyavam b'mokam shasa labal. No. B'mutla nesra basla koshka. No. B'mutla nesra basla koshka. If you have a woman who's forbidden to her husband, there's no yibum. Done. That's a din daraisa. B'mutla nesra basla koshka. If you have a woman who's forbidden to her husband, Yibum is out of the question. Yibum is an expansion of Lakim Shem Lakim Hameis. If you're dealing with a relationship where there is an Isser Labal, you're done, no? So I'm going to tell you the following. Why not invoke an Essay Dokhalos Essay? Why not invoke an Essay Dokhalos? You know why not? Because forget about what the Klalim are Ba'alma, Minei or Bein. In the context of Yibum, the Torah tells us, "B'mutla nes rasal koshkein." You're going to tell me, is there a pasuk? I'm going to tell you, there's a kavachomer, and the kavachomer is compelling, and therefore the kavachomer tells me that the parsha of Yibum is only formulated when there's a heter labal, and if there's an issur labal, there's no possibility of Yibum. So you raise your hand and say, "Yes, I'll say that cannot be." That's the chiddush of the Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel writes the following. When do you say Esed Ochel Osa Seif? When you're dealing with an Isser Bia Ba'alma. Then you can argue maybe an essay, Kabid Ochel Osa Seif. When it comes to Mashu Grushasa, where? Beis Shmuel spells out. The Torah tells us, B'mutla Neser, B'asla Koshkein. That is Nemar al Etzem Hayibum. That's not talking about a mitzvah Da'alma. Meaning that there's no possibility of Yibum regarding a woman who's Asur Labal. Forget about the Dine Dechiyah. In such a case, there's no possibility whatsoever. Wow. So you know what I'll tell you? That's the Mashal of the Magid Mishnah. What is true of Almana Min HaNisuin LeKohen Gadol, that you cannot apply the concept of Esed Ochel Osa Seif, that's true of Mashu Grushasa, that you cannot apply the principle of Esed Ochel Osa Seif. Not because Mashu Grushasa was alive in an essay. The Magid Mishnah is telling you the following, that in these cases, there is no possibility of arguing that a mitzvah can be dochad alav. It's true that they are different. In the case of an almana min hanisuin, you can't apply it because it's lav an essay. And here you cannot apply it because if the Torah says that the etzem ha'ibum is forbidden, you cannot invoke an essay of talos essay. But there's a commonality. In both cases of an almana min hanisuin kohen gadol and a case of matzur grushasa, the application of essay of talos essay is impossible. In the case of almana min hanisuin, it's because it's lav in an essay. In the case of Mashu Grushasa, it's because Etzem Hayibum Nesar, because the Torah forbids Yibum. And therefore, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush indeed that the Magid Mishnah writes. In these cases, that would be an illicit Yibum. And in a case of an illicit Yibum, it doesn't result in a Ptur Tzaros. That's a very important distinction, no? That there's a real big difference between a case of Mashu Grushasa, where there's no possibility of Yibum, as opposed to a case, for example, of Alman Lekoin Gadol Min HaNisuin, of, In Esed Ochel Osa Seif Essay, there's a fundamental difference between them. Now, One is an Isser Bahamun, one is Me'etzem Ayibum. Right? This was relevant to what we discussed a long time ago, but I think an incredibly important yourself. We discussed that Rambam Melchus Mamim, Mel David Beis, the Chazanish, and Simen Kuflamet, Rabbi Chanan, the Kobat Saras, and Simen Gimel. When you're dealing with a case we need a Raisa, there is no Yibum, what happened to this Rabbi Shasach? What happened to this Rabbi Shasach? So, Chaz are all the Makaras, we don't have to go through. No? Do I argue? Of course you can't do Yibum, but this Rabbi Shasach is Paka. Or do you argue, if the Torah says you cannot do Yibum, why would the Torah lift the Nisr of Eish Asach, which is Shulo B'makom Yibum? No? And again, an abundance of Marmakomas. Yes, no. So we suggested at that time the following. You know, I can tell you several cases where you can't go ahead and do Yibum, but not necessarily because there's Nisr Kares, or there's Nisra Misa, but you can't do Yibum for other reasons. Right? We discussed earlier, no? Ooh. Sota, for example, Sota Safek. Or, for example, an Amana La Koin Gogmin HaNisuin. Or, guess what? Our Sugya Masha Grushasa. Masha Grushasa. In all these cases, the Torah says you cannot do Yibum. Let's assume, Midaraisa, there is no Yibum. Midaraisa, there is no Yibum. Midaraisa is no Yibum in the case of a Safek Sota, Rov Rishonim, against the Ravid. Midaraisa, there's no Yibum in a case of Amanda Kohen Ben Nisun, Rov Rishonim, or against that Chedush Eran, Sanur Daf Yuches. Okay. Right. And in a case of Mashu Grushasa, Midaraisa, there's no Yibum. There's no Yibum. What happens in these cases where a person attends Yibum or Midaraisa, there is no Yibum? Oh, so that was the deal of that Rambam and Ochos Mamrim, David Beis, the Rabbi Chanan and the Chazanish, and Aron Katler. Let's assume Kipshuta, like the Kovas Aras, the Simen Gimel, Sirkat and Beis, that the Rambam is Mefurish, then the case in Sota where the Torah says you cannot do Yibum, so in such a case, this Rav Shasach is not Baka, and that's why the Rambam writes, in a case of a Suffix Sota, if there's Machlokis between a Zakei Mamre, whose Merlas was connected to Sanhedrin, that's called an Isur Sheish Bokares, because what's at stake is Eish Hazach. So you see a great Chiddush according to the Rambam, that if you can't do Yibum Midaraisa, there's an Isur of Eish Hazach. So one possibility we had is maybe that's not what the Rambam means. Okay, that was Ron Kutler, Eish Hazish, and Eish Hazach, good. So this is what the Rambam means. But you know what I would tell you? You have to be very careful between expanding this Rambam to all cases. No? This deal, when the Torah says, Midaraisa, you cannot even as Nisra Shasach, I would tell you that's applicable to the case of Machshu Grushasa, applicable to the case of Safik Sota, applicable to the case of a Kohen Gadol Min HaNisur. And let's assume I have a Rambam that weighs in the case of a Safik Sota. You know what I'm going to tell you? I will tell you the following Muskorish. You know what? I will tell you, I'm willing to extend, but I'm not willing to extend. I'm willing to extend that Rambam in Sota to Mashu Grishasa. But I'm not willing to extend that Rambam in Sota to an Amanami and Nisim in the Koin Gadol. Because in order to argue that the Torah does not lift the Isser of Ishus, you know what I would tell you? You have to deal with the case where, inherently, minei obey, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. That the Torah says that the mitzvah of Yibum per se is not applicable. As opposed to a case where the Torah says there's no mitzvah of Yibum, which is incidental. A brother dies, he's a Kohen, he has 10 brothers, 9 of them are a Kohen, 1's a Kohen Gadol. This Rav Shasach is Paka. All 9 brothers can do Yibum. This brother cannot do Yibum because he happens to be a Kohen Gadol. You really are going to say in such a case that the Zika is incomplete. The Zika is impaired. There's Nisra of Eish Hazach. in a case where this woman is asura labal, either because of suffix sota or because of mashu grushasa, there you know what I could argue that if she's usher to the baal, there's no possibility of a het to the avam. There I would argue it's most mistaber to assume if there is no zika in a case where she's asura labal, there can be nisur eishasach. But if despite the fact that there is a zika, you cannot do even because you happen to have the kedusha of kohen gadol, I'd be very, very careful. Yeah, that's exactly this distinction. That's exactly this distinction. Even though Mafshe Grushasa was only allowed, and an Amana Mina Erisin is only allowed, but they're really worlds apart. Amana Mina Erisin is an independent, separate law that is not dependent on the integrity of the mitzvah of Yibum. There you can say Yasidu Chalosase. Mashein Kane, if you're dealing with an Isra of Mafshe Grushasa, Mafshe Grushasa, in which case we're saying, what do you mean? B'mutala asura, b'nesu l'koshkein. In that case, I would argue, you can't apply nesu l'kolos, I say. And therefore, enochinami, that's the chiddush then of the Magid Mishnah, that if yibum will be done in such a case, guess what, guess what? Lo niftru hatzaros. Lo niftru hatzaros. Maybe we would not say such a thing at all in all other cases. But in this case, of course, lo nifra nitzar tzaros. That's like an important distinction. All right, we're going to have to spend more time on this Magid Mishnah and take a look at the Hemshech, the Ramakolas, the Mishnah Malach, because you in Perek Yud Halach Aleph, we're not done with our Nafkaminas. No separate, we have four, but do you give in the Magid Mishnah? We're going to have a couple other possibilities as well. Okay, so Chazadis, these are your syllabus, very, very important. And take a look at the other kid, Mishnah Melech. Very good, aloha.
So they're problem. Seekers are on one bias together.
Mm-hmm. So.